Okay, let's get into Perachav Tes of Sefer Yechezkel. As we switch over from talking about Tsor, now we get into talking about Mitzrayim. Talking about Mitzrayim, and the Perek discusses the eventual downfall of Mitzrayim at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. Before we get into the actual Perek, Rabbi Rivlin, in his Sefer on Haftorahs, Iyuni Haftorah, writes, again, this is the Haftorah for Parshas Va'era, about the downfall of Mitzrayim relating to Parshas Va'era. He writes that we have to recognize the unbelievable event that is being forecast here. Mitzrayim has been a world power for hundreds of years. The world power since the early days. It was the metropolis. It was where Bnei Yisrael went out of, but it was still, again, known ups and downs. But Ma'ora Zeh Hishpia Lalot Tzel Shol Safek Al Ha'olam Kulo. This Ma'ora that was going to be, that the empire of Mitzrayim that was going to be taken down, that was ruled for hundreds of years. Me'ot Shanim, it fell, says Rabbi Rivlin, who Garar Shefa Shal Tkuva. Vote for sure. It brought many different reactions. B'chol emtzayet kashrut, all the levels of communication. Anshei tzava, politikayim, sociologim, psikologim, kalkalanim, nitchu, pirshu, hisbiru, vehagu malel esasibot lemaavar hegemonia holamidat tzvona. Right, they all gave all different types of economic and political and military reasons how it happened. But in our parak, we know why it happened. We know it is a religious reason. Nachon she'efshar lanateach et kol yiru al hasbiro b'meishurim ha'da'im shonim. Yes, one could dissect every event and explain how it happened. But aval elu rak hezberim tiviim shemei al pnei hashetach b'ram haminia shal tahalichim ma'apchim u'apchichos b'chai ha'prat v'aklal, ultimately it's hashgachas elokis. Right, and that's ultimately what's running Jewish history and personal history. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how we see it in our perek. It's a skirata ma'agal, so to speak. Mitzrayim has to get paid up. Nebuchadnezzar has to get paid back for what he does. And therefore, that's the message of all of world history. We have to know that everything can be explained, but take a step back, realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. And then he says at the end of the ma'amar, Pahashlacha liyameinu, Haimi tachein, is it possible that everything that's happened over the past 50 years or so, or 100 years, is for Am Yisrael? Haim yitachein shemelchemet ha'olam ha'shniyah ha'isa rak hakdamat v'hakamat ha'mdina, that the Shoah had something to do with the birth of the state of Israel? Haim hukam ha'um rak kdei la'achriz al medina Yisrael, as many people have pointed out? Haim nafla ha'imperia ha'sovietit kdei she'yalu arza l'mala mi'million ish? Right, the Soviet, the Union, Haim Karsu, Haim Migdalim b'New York, v'Ragshu Gayim b'Melchama, Holamit Negra Terror, Sheyuvnu v'Yitztaku Kama Memalachesh, Omidina Yisob b'Melchamta b'Terror. Right, that now the whole world realizes what terror is about. Again, everything has its explanations, but we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, and this parak really teaches us that. We have to realize what was going on at the time. I recognize the importance. So the parak starts off by Shana Asiris in the 10th year, Ba'asiri Bishnei Masa Lachodesh, in the 10th year of Tzidkiyahu, as is described on the 10th of the 12th month. That means on the 10th day of Teves in the 10th year. The Radak points out, that Rabbanel points out, that this nevuah happened earlier. Right, this nevuah, nevuah of Mitzrayim happened here in the 10th year, and the nevuah of Tzur was in the 11th year. So why is the Tzur nevuah recorded first? Because the Radak and the Barbanel point out the peronis of Tzur, the actual fulfillment of the nevuah of Tzur came first. Tzur was destroyed before Mitzrayim was destroyed. Mitzrayim wasn't destroyed until 8 years after the Churban, and Tzur was destroyed earlier by Nebuchadnezzar, and therefore the Peronis in actuality is the one that was said first. Why was it Misnabe at different times? So explain the Abarbanel. By Mitzrayim, it was Misnabe first, earlier, because it was at the time when Bnei Yisrael were in trouble, and they were saying, oi, who's going to help us out from Babel? Let's go to Mitzrayim. Let's ask Mitzrayim for help. So at that time, Yechezkel is given the Nevuah to tell the Jews, no way, don't go to Mitzrayim. This is what's going to befall Mitzrayim. So don't think they can be helpful. Tzor is afterwards. Tzor was punished because they were happy at the Churban, because they were happy at the Mapala of Am Yisrael. So that Nevuah was given at the time of the Churban, which was later. And that's the explanation of the Rabbanel why the Nevuahs were given at different times. Kihine, kshana haya ksha Yisrael b'matzor b'avur shayu makavim umitzapim shiavo par v'chal Mitzrayim lahatzilam. They want the par to come save them. Hodi Hashem l'navi b'osoh zman Churban Mitzrayim. No, he says, the Churban Mitzrayim, don't go ask them for help. They're not going to be reliable. But Tzur was punished because of what they were sameach b'chorban Yerushalayim, ba'nevuah al chorbana b'shnasa chorban atzmo, and that's why the nevuos were in the other order, but the peronios, that's the way it's recorded in the text. So, in the 10th year, on the 10th day of Teves, ha'yidav Hashem elai lemar, Yechezkel gets the following nevuah from Hashem. Ben Adam, sim panecha al paro melech Mitzrayim. Put your face, focus on paro melech Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Sim panecha, right? Focus on them. What is that meant to teach us? The Avas Yehonasan, Rav Yonasan Ibichitz, in his commentary on Haftorah, also in Parshas Va'era. What is the message of this? So he says, the Gemara Megillah tells us that Yeshua Melech sent a message to Chulda, and in the days of the Nevuah, Hayesh Dvar Hashem B'chulu, and the Gemara says, why didn't he send to Yirmiyo? Yirmiyo was also alive in the times of Chulda, because Nashim Rachmanios Hain. That's the Gemara. Ask Rav Yonasan Ibichitz, what's the difference? Nevuah is a Nevuah. What's the difference? The Nevuah is going to come. What do you mean? There, she's a Rachmanit. Okay, so how does that change the Nevuah? V'nire, dekos macha navi lo hotzi adibur mikoch lapoal. Until the Navi is motzi the words, he can still daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe it shouldn't happen. Yuchal espal agzera shirachim Hashem. And that's Nashim Rachmanios. He goes to Cholda, because if Cholda gets a Nevuah, maybe Cholda, before being motzi the letters, motzi the Nevuah, she'll daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and change it. And that's why he went to Cholda at that time. That's the Gemara in Megillah. So maybe the same thing here. Hashem says to Yechezkel, Sim panech al paro melech Mitzrayim. Hakavana, shelo yispalo b'shum inyan al Mitzrayim. V'amar melech Mitzrayim. Hashem is saying, focus on this, and this is going to be about Mitzrayim, and you have to say it. Don't daven to me about it. There were some Jews that were in Mitzrayim. Kimavur b'Yirmiyo, as it says at the end of Yirmiyo, right? We don't even know what happened to Yirmiyo at the end of his life. Was he in Mitzrayim at the end or not? Lachein amar al melech Mitzrayim. V'hamar hayal Mitzrayim kulo sim panecha shelo yispalel alav, says the Ahavas Yehonasan. Okay, so Simponach al Parah Melech Mitzrayim Minaveila Val Mitzrayim Kulo. Talk about, prophesize about Mitzrayim and about Paro. Daber v'Amarta. Double Lashon. Could think about why. Komar Hashem Elokim Hinini Alecha Parah Melech Mitzrayim. Paro, I am on you. Hatanim Agadol Harovet Betoch Yorav. The mashal is that Paro is the giant sea serpent, and the fish are the people in Mitzrayim. Asher Omar Li, I'm going to focus on Paro, who is called the Tanina Gadol, Asher Omar, who said, famous line of Gaiva, as all of the leaders have said over the past couple of prakim, Li Yori, to me is the Nile, Vani Asitan Sitini, and I have made myself powerful. Right, what does that mean? So Li Yori, that's a Lashon of Gaiva. First focus on the Tanina Gadol. The Malbim says that the Mitzrayim used to worship the Yor, and any Tanin that comes out of the Yor, but they believed there was one giant Tanin, one giant sea serpent that was in the water, and he was Motzi, and he was Yotzer, all of the other Taninim. Yish Tanin Echad Gadol Mikulam Shu Moshel Akulam Vu Barat Atzmo V'et HaYor V'him Shalei Lov Es Paro B'Kocho, because Paro was the one that had this idea of making himself like the Yor. Rabbi Rivlin also notes in a different mamar in his commentary here on the Haftorah that relating to the Yor, that it's interesting that in Maisa Bereishis there's a separate Maisa Yibriya of the Taninim Hagdolim. Right, besides all of the other animals. What do you mean a separate stage of Bria? To emphasize that the Taninim are also created. To emphasize, and maybe that's why Kriyas Yamsuf at the end of Shibud Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim worshipped the Yor, Kriyas Yamsuf says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Malchus is all over, even places under the water where you don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control is. So that's also an emphasis, beautiful, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had everything planned and in mind, but that's Kriyas Yamsuf related to the Yor v'Chulu. The other point to mention in this pasuk, that many mafarshim talk about this declaration of Paro, Li Yori v'Ani Asitani, it makes me, the Balgaiva of it, what exactly did Paro believe? Like Paro said, Mi Hashem, this is the same Paro, hundreds of years later, it's almost 900 years from this Paro and the earlier Paro, but it's all the same message. The same message of the Paro of old and the Paro of new, that they all think that they are the god, and they could trick people to think, right? Like we know the Paro of the days of in the days of Mitzrayim. But either way, what does Hashem say that He's going to do? When Asati Chachim Bilchayecha, Hashem says, "I will put Chachim, I'll put hooks in the mouth, in your cheeks, and I will catch you." Again, the mushel of fish. Vidbakti degasi orecha bekaskas osecha. All the other little fish are going to come out on your scales. Valisicha mitochi orecha. I'm going to take all of you out of the water. Unatashticha min bara oscha veskal degasi orecha. I'm going to take you all out of the water, meaning you're not going to live. Fish can't live out of water. Al pnei hasadet tipol. Right? You'll fall on the sadet. You won't be buried. Lo tea safe. You won't be ne'asav gathered. Even on Halacha, we know that fish are ne'asav. They won't be ne'asav. The Rambam writes in Uchashchita, based on the Gemara in Miseches Chulin, that asif is all that's needed by fish. Right? The Rambam says in the beginning of Uchashchita, in Perek Aleph, that fish ain't srichen shchita, ela asifasan hi amateres osan. Just their gathering. Why? Because it says, Hariel Omer. What does it say in the Torah? Tzon uvachar yishachet lahem umatzalahem, imes kol dagei ayam ye asif lahem umatzalahem. So the pasuk compares asifas dagim kishchitas bakar vatzon. Asifas dagim is like shchita v'bakar vatzon. That's all you have to do. So if fish die, right, that's fine. They're mutter, right? You can eat them. It's not needed. There is a machlokas rishonim. The Magen Mishneh quotes from Rav Sadia Gaon that only if you cause their death, if you take them out, it still needs asifa. But if it just dies in the water, it's not good enough. It's against the Rambam. The Rambam says if they just die in the water, that's also good enough. But again, that's the asifa used by fish, and that's the mashal here given to Paro. The Yadu Kol Yoshve Mitzrayim, and then all of Yosef Mitzrayim will know, Ki Ani Hashem Yan HaYosa Mishenes Koneh Leves Yisrael. Since you are a Mishenes Koneh, a Mishenes like a cane, something to rely on, Koneh like a reed. Somebody tries to use a reed as a cane, it's not going to end up so well. It's going to break, it's going to smash, it's going to bend. Reeds aren't good. Rashi, Kama Pa'amim Samchu Aleihem V'Yimei Sancheret V'Yimei Nebuchadnezzar. So many times the Jews tried, but and it was wrong for them to try. But if they tried, V'Loho Aleihem B'Kanezu, so it didn't help. Shehu Rach V'Nasobech Es Hanishan Alav. Right? They did not support the ones that were relying on them. Right? Yisrael. That's Rashi. Right? We say in Baruch Shemei that we should only rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We say in Baruch Shemei, Ana Avda Dekut Shebaruch Hu, we are servants of Hashem, Disagidna Kamei, we bow down in front of Him, Umikamei Dikar Araisei B'chol Idon V'Idon, and in front of the Torah, Lo Al Enash Rachitzna, we don't rely on a man, V'lo Ar Bar Elohin Samechna, not on Bar Elohin. Some wanted to take this line out. What do you mean Bar Elohin? Is that a reference to Oso Ha'ish, to Yeshu? Bar Elohin? No. If you look in the Iyun Tfila, one of the commentaries on the bottom in the classic Otzer HaTfilos, V'lo Al Malach Ani Somech B'Tfilasi. No, Bar Elohin or Malachim. I'm not relying on people or Malachim. Ela Be'alaka D'Shmaya. To Allah Kishot, V'Raisi Kishot, V'Chulu. That's the Brich Shmei. It's from the Zohar in Parshas Vayakel. But Bar Elohim, that is what Malachim are called, Bar Elohim, from a pasuk in Daniel, he quotes, in Perek Gimel. So we relied on Mizraim, but they were not people to rely on, and we were lost when we relied on them. But the Mizraim is punished for not being reliable. B'tafsam b'cha teirutz, when they grabbed you to rely on, you ran away, you broke, you caused them to suffer. V'amatam ha'makom asnaim, you caused them to be independent, you faked. And therefore Hashem says, Lachain Kamar Hashem Alokim, Hini Mevi Alayach Cherev. Right? You are going to have the sword. V'chrati mimech adamu behema, you will all be destroyed. V'aisa eretz Mitzrayim shmama v'charba, it will be destroyed. V'yadu ki ani Hashem, and they will know, because you said, again, Ya'or li v'ani asisi. V'lachain ani elecha v'el yorecha, I am to you. And v'anasati eretz Mitzrayim l'charbo, s'chorev shmama, all destructive. Lo savar bo regal adam, regal behema, lo savar bo, you won't have any man, you won't have any animals. V'lo teshev arba'im shana. For 40 years, it is going to be desolate. And the 40 years is also repeated in the next pasuk. Where does 40 years come from? What happens? And after 40 years, they're going to come back and be a little power, not a major power. So Rashi and the Radak quote the Medrash that says, this is going back to Yosef and the dreams, that in Paro's dreams, there's a 14 in each dream, right? Because each dream is double. Right? You have the seven skinny cows and the seven skinny sheaves. So Paro has the dream, that's described, that's 14. Then he tells over the dream to Yosef, that's 28. And then Yosef tells him about the dreams, that's 42. So really, there were 42 years of famine that were nigzar, says the Medrash. Two of them happened in Mitzrayim. Two of them have the Mitzrayim, and then they came, we know the famine stops. There's still 40 years left. 40 years left, so this is where the 40 years we're going to have. 40 years of desolation, a famine, and after that, the Nevuah will be fulfilled. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is not bound by time, right? It could be hundreds of years later, it could be almost 900 years later, Kadosh Baruch Hu fulfills. Right? That's what we say in Baruch Sha'amar, I once heard. Baruch Omer V'yoseh, Baruch Gozer U'Makayim, Baruch Chai Lo'ad V'Kayim L'Netzach. Right, he's gozer makayim, but that goes with chay la'ad v'chayim lanetzach. We might not see the gozer makayim, right? It's because chay la'ad v'chayim lanetzach, but that's where it, you know, we might have to wait. Vavitozim b'sraim b'gayim is a reason b'aratzos, and they'll be spread out. The end of 40 years, akabetes Mitzrayim, I will gather Mitzrayim in, like kibbutz galdios of Mitzrayim, v'shavti yeshuas Mitzrayim, v'ashivosi osam eretz pasros, al eretz mechurasam, they'll come back to the land, v'hayusham mamlacha shefala, but they will be a lowly kingdom, they won't go back to be a world power. V'na mamlachos tiyashvala v'otesnasi od al agoyim, v'im atatim, they will be low. V'lo yia ola beis Yisrael miftach mazkir, they won't be another possible. Bnei Yisrael won't look at them because they won't be strong. They won't be. Bnei Yisrael won't think to rely on them. Lemiftach for a security mazkir avon, and they won't be a reminder of sin anymore. What does that mean? They won't be a reminder of sin anymore. Bifnos machareim v'yaduki ani Hashem alokim. So pashas it means Bnei Yisrael won't turn to them anymore, and therefore they won't sin anymore by turning to them instead of turning to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Avas Yonasan here again, the Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz mentions that the Sefer Kuzari, the king asks the Chaver, how is it that Bnei Yisrael gave Korban Pesach and Mitzrayim, you're not allowed to be Makar v'Korban outside of Eretz Yisrael, even a bum is only allowed in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chaver answers, Yisrael only gave Korban Pesach in Goshen, and Eretz Goshen was part of Eretz Yisrael. As Bnei Yisrael just didn't conquer it yet, but really Eretz Goshen, but potential, was part of Eretz Yisrael, and that's the only place they gave the Korban Pesach. But until all the days of the Bnei Yisrael and Bayis Rishon, Paro was still Moshel in Eretz Goshen, and therefore there was still a Maskeres Avon, so to speak. But once Mitzrayim is destroyed and Bnei Yisrael conquer, so then it won't be any more Maskeres Avon. Interesting. It doesn't say like the Targum. There's a Targum Yonasan ben Uziel that says that the night of Korban Pesach, they were all Bnei Yisrael transferred al kanfei nesharim to the Azara in the Beis Hamikdash for Shechitas HaPesach, and then they came back and ate it in Mitzrayim in their homes. That's the Medrash. The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel quotes that. Good. So now we have at the end, so after what's going to happen to Mitzrayim, so in the 27th year of Nebuchadnezzar, this is 8 years after the Churban. So this is now when the destruction of Mitzrayim is going to take place. Hashem told Yechezkel, Ben Adam Nebuchadrezzar, Melech Bavel, Hevres Chela Avoda Gadola. Nebuchadnezzar has just gone to Tzor, as we discussed, Kol Rosh Mukrach, V'kol Kasei Meruta. As we mentioned in the Hakdama, Tsar was conquered first. The problem is, Nebuchadnezzar didn't get anything out of that. V'sachar lo hayalo ulechelo mitzar al ha'avoda asher avad aleha. He didn't get any reward from that. Why? As we mentioned, Tsar sank into the water. There were no spoils. There was nothing taken from Tsar. Right? The Shem Yishmuel writes, this is in the Biurei Hasidus, Shem Yishmuel says that Yishayo says that in the future, there's going to be some things of Tsar that are going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, like it originally was, in the times of Shlomo. Right, the Rashi quotes in there in Yeshayo, Kavanah la'asid b'bias ha-mashiach, v'etna kodesh l'ashem, li'yoshem l'shnei Hashem. So it has certain nitzotas ha-kedusha, says the Shem Yishmuel in Va'era, and therefore Hashem didn't want to give over the spoils to Nebuchadnezzar, and that's why he said, you're not getting anything from there, you're going to get from Mitzrayim. L'chein komar Hashem alokin, remember this parak, it's all about why Mitzrayim deserved what happened to it, and why Nebuchadnezzar and Bavel gets this. Hidini nosi Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel es eretz Mitzrayim. I'm going to give Nebuchadnezzar Mitzrayim, and nasa hamona v'shalosh shlol avaz as biza, and it's going to have all the spoils from here. V'yisa schar l'chelo, pu'ula so asher avad ba, nasati lo eretz Mitzrayim. For the pu'ula that he did for me, I gave him Mitzrayim, asher asu li nu'um Hashem alokim. And finally, bayomahu, on that day, atzmiach keren l'beis Yisrael, I will bring up the keren of Beis Yisrael, u'lechetim pischo pebis ocham, and you will have something to say, v'yadu ki ani Hashem. The shayla is, what is this last pasuk referring to? On that day, on the day that Mitzrayim is destroyed, so there's going to be Tzmicha for Karen Yisrael? Rashi wonders. Rashi says, I have no idea. Lo shamati v'lo matzasi. Pirish mikrazeh. What does this pasuk mean? So Rabbi Breuer writes in his commentary, well, maybe the point is, without Mitzrayim, there's no one else to rely on. As ein lana amilahi sha'ein, ela avina shabash shamayim. That's the tzmichas Karen. When we recognize that, when we recognize that there's nobody else to rely on, that itself is the beginning of the Yeshua. The Malbim suggests that maybe the there's a Mesorah that on that day that Mitzrayim was destroyed, that's the day that Hananim Shav Azariah survived the Kivshana Eish. That's the day that the Atzamos Yeveshos were brought back alive by Yechezkel, which Beis Hashem will get to in a couple of Shiurim. But Rashi and the Radak both say that maybe if you do the math, on the day that Mitzrayim, again, 8 years after the Churban, the day that Mitzrayim was destroyed, that was the day that Koresh was born. And that's the beginning of the Persian Empire, the Persian that was going to lead to Bayesheni. So maybe that's the Matzmiach Keren, Leves Yisrael, that is mentioned here. Either way, this is all about Mitzrayim as we continue throughout the this section of Yechezkel. After talking about the Churban, we're talking all about the other nations that took place and their just punishment that is going to come. Before, obviously, we get at the end of the Sefer, we get to the future of Am Yisrael as well. Okay, we'll stop here.